What slags of a lowlad would Gretton Smutty Flask, empty out old man's Melvitius guide, scare of Jack Niles, tritriddle ending, smooth pick waste papish pastures, inside man outsers angle, sprink dirtied water round village, newses toboggan and Swedes, plain general kept, luden on the kirk peel, foot treats given to Malafides, out shriek yelp, yelp, nor his hair after bugglers, might under hole three barnets, puts polished crotty bottles, night cover all fire glims, serve time till bass, grind stone his knives, full as boarded, lewd man of the method of godliness, perchance is news, and than sits in the spore wagon, XWCA, on ZWCU, doorsteps limited, or bay windwards, brass swabber preferred, Walter Classitress and Sons with H.E. Chimneys Company to not scrieve, will on advice be bacon or stable hand, must be gripeful standingly, errors language, jublander or northquame, bigger preferred, all duties, kind rides, family feud, outlings five, may get earnest, no get come bitch, profusional drink lords to please abstain, he is father flow, sound digged, in mood minded person, but aller connor man, nay, that must he isn't. Answer, poor old Joe. What means the saloon slogan, summon in the house sweep diner? Answer, talk. Glory bit of the sales of cloth, no one. I have to beeswax the bringing in all the club of the porks to us. How I thought I knew his stain on the flower, if me ask, and can could speak, and he call me midden name. Tick, I'm your honey sugar, pruitt, the bay, and who broke the dandelies, and who'd seen the black cullen jam for tomorrow's big picnic. I hope it'll pour praise the climate of all Ireland. I heard the crackles, and I skimming the crock on all your sandwiches, fippence per leg per drake, took. And who ate the last of the goosebellies that was moulding for measles years, and who left that there, and who put that here, and who let the Kilkenny stale the chump, and who weighs it, you as it propped the pot in the yard, and what in it, Namus Fin Lucas Yar, rubbing the side of the floor of the lobby with shite, will you have a plateful tack? Who are those component partners of our societate? The doorboy, the cleaner, the soldier, the crook, the squeezer, the lounger, the curman, the turnabout, the muscle room sniffer, the blickabrew tramp, the fun power, the plotter, the Christy man's boxer from their prey sals, and Donnybrook Prater, and Roebuck Campus, and the Adger Arrentown, and the Crumlin's Grassy, but Kimmage's Champ, and Ashtown Fields, and Cabra Fields, and Finglas Fields, and Santry Fields, and the fields of Rahini, and their fails, and Baldoigle, to them who are latecomers all the years round by anticipation, are the porters of the passions and virtue of retroactionation, and contributing their conflict and controversies of differentiation, unifying their voxes in a vote of atticination, who crunch their crusts of comfort due to depredation, drain the meat for misery to incur intoxication, condone every evil by practical justification, and condemn any good to its own gratification, who are ruled, roped, duped, and driven by those Newman diamonds, the fee keepers at their laws, nightly consternation, fortnightly fornication, monthly misericordation, and omni-annual recreation, Doyles when they deliberate, but Sullivans when they're sorted, Matty, Teddy, Simon, John, Andy Barty, Philly, James Seymour, and Tom, Matt, and James McCarty. Answer, thou Morpheus. And how are your Maggies? They were loving, they love laughing, they laugh weeping, they weep smelling, they smell smiling, they smile hating, they hate thinking, they think feeling, they feel tempting, they tempt daring, they dare waiting, they wait taking, they take thanking, they thank seeking, as born forlorn and lord of love, to live and wive by wile and rile, by rule of ruse, wreathed rose and hole and hose, yet come at a lope year, coach and four, sweet peck at me heart, picks one man more. Now, to be on a new and basking again in the panorama of all flories of speech, if a human being duly fatigued by his deity in the sooty, having plenty of time in his gouty hands, and vacants of space at his sleepish feet, and as hapless behind the dreams of accuracy as any Camelot prince of Dimmock, were at this actual futile preteriting instant, in the state of suspensive exanimation, accorded throughout the eye of a noodle, with an ear-sighted view of old Hopenhaven, with all the ingredient and egregiant wise and ways to which, in the curse of his persistence, the course of his story will have been having recourses, the reverberation of not cracking oars, the reconjugation of node-binding eyes, the redissolusingness of mind-moulded ease, and the thereby hang of the whole of it, could such a nun, whilst even led common silencers to come lie witters, and still in temptuous knocks, should catch the galley cry and spot Lucan's dawn, behold at once what is main and white is twain, how one once meet melts in t'other, once poinings, the sap rising, the folds falling, the nims now nihil and round the girly head so becoming, the restless in the womb, all the rivals to all see, shake again, oh disaster, shake loose, and how starring, but Cheng's got a bit of horse's nose, and Jeff's got the sign of ham round his mouth, and the bow that spun beautiful pales as it pours, what rose rude and outrageous grows, gelbs and green, blew out the end of it, violet died, then what would that far gazer seem to himself to seem seeming of? Dim it all. Ah, Collider, oh, scape! What bitter love but yearning, what sour love much but a brief burning till she that draws close smoke return? I know, Pepette, of course, dear, but listen, precious. Thanks, Pepette, those are lovely, pitchernet delicious, but mind the wind, sweet. What exquisite hands you have, you angel. If you didn't gnaw your nails, isn't it a wonder you're not ashamed of me, you pig, you perfect little pigoline? I'll nudge you in a minute. I bet you use her best Persian smear off her vanity table to make them look so rose-top, glow-stop, no-stop. I know her. Slight me, would she? For every got I care. 3 creamings a day, the first during her shower and wipe off with tissue, then after clean-up and, of course, before retiring. Beamy shawl, when I think of that Espus of Clancarby, the food brawler of the Associationist Party with his black-leaded chest. Hello, Prendergast, that you, Innkeeper, and all his 14 other full-back maulers or hurling stars or whatever the dagos they are, baiting at my Lord Ornery's just bed ups they won the egg and spoon there so overly provincial at Baldole. My Eilish ascent, he seed makes his admiration. He's seeking an opening and means to be first with me as his belle alliance. And do musnu plays eloso, sozu do todas, such a Spanish stroop a little closer feels delightsome simply, like Jolio and Romoon. I haven't felt so Turkish for ages and ages. Minds me of squishes, the chocolate with a soul, extraordinary. Why, what are they all, the mucky lot of them only? Shit, I wouldn't pay 3 herpins for them pepped. That's right, hold it steady, leg me pulled. Come big to Iran, poo, what are you nudging for? No, I just thought you were. Listen, loveliest, of course it was too kind of you, miser, to remember my size and shockings. My often expressed wish when you were wandering about my trousers, and before I forget it, don't forget, in your extensions to my personality, when knotting my remembrance tie, shoe we could be trotting back with red heels at the end of the moon. But look what the fool brought, cabbage head, and as I shall answer to gracious heaven, I'll always and always remind of snappy new girders, me being always the one for charms, with me very best and proud and gloving, even if it was to be for 1,000,000 miles my youth to live on, the reverend Mr. Polkington, the quony and fleshmonger who Mother Brown solicited me for unlawful converse with her mug of October a pots on it, creaking around on his old shanzackle like a crusty old corn crake, airman, waterwag, terrier, blazer. I'm fine, thanks ever. Hey, oh, mind you, poo tickly, shall I poo him in moo-moo? Moo-moo, funny spot to have a fingy. I'm terribly sorry, I swear to you I am. May you never see me in my birthday pell sen su tutu, and that her Blanche's manges may rot lepers off or whatever, winking maggies. I'll bet by your cut you go flirting after with all the glass in her and the jumps in her stumware. I suspected she was, sinker. May they fire her for a barren ewe. So she says, tay for thee. Well, I said, anks so much, and desired she might not take it amiss if I esteemed her but an odd. If I did 8 tough turf, I'm not a missy-missy. Of course I know, prettiest, you're so learningful and considerate in yourself, so friend of vegetables, you long coal catcher. Please, by acquiescer to meek my acquaintance, coddling snakelet isolist, my diaper has more life to it. Who drowned you in drears, ma'am? Are you pale with ink? Did a weep get past the gate of your prides? My tread on the clover sweetness. Yes, the buttercups told me, hug me, damn it all, and I'll kiss you back to life, my peaches. I mean to make you suffer, Medlar, and I don't care the fig for contempt of courting, that I chide you, sweet sir. You know I'm tender by my eye. Can't you read by dazzling ones through me through? Bite my laughters, drink my tears, pour into me volumes, spell me stark and spill me swooning. I just don't care what my twatters think. Transname me loveliness now and here, me for all times. I'd risk a policeman passing by, Margaret, or even that beggar of a boots at the post. The flame. Oh, pardon, that was what? Did you speak, stuff, more posters from chicks keep with liquoral music, or ejaculation from the garden of the soul, or if I be live in the immoralities? Oh, you mean the strangle for love and the so vival of the prettiest? Yep, we often have goes using the home, and once upon a week I improve in myself. I'm so keen on that new free woman with novel inside. I'm always as tickled as can be over a man in a surplice by the lady who pays the rates, but I'm as pious as possible. Let's root out Brim Stoker and give him the thrall of our lives. It's Dracula's night out. For creep's sake, don't make a flush. Draw the shades, curfew, and I'll beat any solemn monk to love. Holy bug, how my highness would jump to make your flame to have a bandman in two, when I'd run my burning torchlight through to adore me there and then cease to be. Whatever for blossoms, "'Your hairy me jig, if you had one. "'If I'm laughing with you, no, lovingness, "'I'm not so dying to take my rise out of you, adored, "'not in the very least. "'True as God made me, mamma, hip-length, modesty, coat-mutter. "'It's only because the riseness, I'm only Annie, "'you lovely fellow of my dreams, "'and because old Sambobby is not around about "'my trysting of the tullipiece, like that puff-pape bucking Daverin, "'assoiling us behinds.' What a nerve! He thinks that's where the vesper's for. How vain that hope in cleric's heart, who still pursues t'adulterous art, cocksure that rusty gown of his will make fair Sue forget his fizz. Tame schwips, blessed Margaret bosses, I hope they throw away the mould, or else we'll have balls, hosers, and sour dap mapplers with our medical assassinations all over the place. But hold hard till I got my latch key. Vote, and I'll teach him where to wear what woman callers, on account of the gloss of the glycine, Hasber Browbees is a bobel, and because you pluckless lankalute, I hate the very thought of the thought of you, and because, darling, of course, adorers, I was always meant for an engineer from the French college to be musband nom d'angienne. When we do and contract with Enchutentio Solver, when you are married to reading and writing, which, please, business now won't be long, for he's so loopy on me and I'm so leapy-like since the day he carried me from his boat, my savoury of heroes, to the beach and I left on his shoulder one fair hair to guide hand and mind to its softness. Ever so sorry, I beg your pardon. I was listening to every treasured word I said fell from my dear Mott's tongue. Otherwise, how could I see that were you thinking of our granny? Only I wondered if I threw out my shaving water. Anyway, here's my arm, pull it to neck, gracefully yours, move your mouth towards mine, more precious, more and more, to please me, treasure. I don't be, I'm not going to nothing. A creaky summer, bye-bye, I'm fly, here, Pippi, under the limes. You know big trees are all against gravestone, they hiss, hiss, and see, grand on demand. So chirp, 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 chigolo, for the lug of migo, the little pastor, I go you before, so, and you're at my apron stage, shy as him, dovey, must forget there's an audience, I've been lost, angel, cuddle you, divil you, it's our toot-a-toot, hear, hear, sensation, let them, their whole four corchets, let them big ball and his boozers 11 make 12 territorials, the old Scots hold at once wide streets to commission their nonsense in, at the Mitchell versus Nichols, Aves, Selve, Aque, Valleys. And my waiting 20 class birds sitting on their stiles, let me finger their eurythmic, and you'll see if I'm self-thought. They're all out of them to please, wait, in the name of, and all the holly, and some the missile, and it's St. Yves, Hosta, there's Ada, Bet, Celia, Delia, Anna, Fretta, Gilda, Hilda, Ita, Jess, Katie, Lou. They make me cough as sure as I read them. Minnie, Nippy, Opsy, Paul, Queenie, Rude, Saucy, Trix, Una, Vella, Wanda, Zena, Eva, and Zulna, Phoebe, Telma, and me. The reformatory boys is jailing in for the church, so we'll all come feast like the group suppers and caught lip solution from anti-providence under penances for myrtle sins. When their brat was married, all my bells began titting. I ring a ring a rose ring, then everyone will hear of it. Whose wishes is the father to my thoughts? But I'll plant them a poser for their nomenclature. When they're out with the day nurse doing chapter and mall, bright pigeons all over the world will fly with my mistletoe message round their love ribbon necks and a crumb of my cake for each chaste diva. We keeps all and sundry papers in the armour light. Oh, my darling, no, I swear to you by Fishborough Church Dome and St. Andre's Undershift, by all I hold secret for my world in my underworld of nighties and naughties and all other wonder worlds. Close your not must look. Now open, pet, your lips, pipette. Like I used my sweet parted lipisbus with Dan Houlihan of facetious memory taught me after the flannel dance with the proof of love up Smock Galley the first night he smelled powder and I coloured beneath my fan, pipetta mia, when he learned me the lingua to melt. Ho wham would have ears like ours, the black haired. Do you like that, silenzioso? Are you enjoying the same little me, my life, my love? Why do you like my whispings? Is it not divinely delicious? But isn't it bad for you? Measy, measy. Tell me till my trilmy comes. I will not break the seal. I'm enjoying it still. I swear I am. Why do you prefer it in these dark nets? If I may ask my sweetie kin, shh, Longears is friend. No, sweeties, why would that annoy me? But don't you want to be slapped? Well, slapped for that. Your delighted lips, love. Be careful. Mind my Doveton dress, above all. It's golded, Sylvie, the newest sex stones with Prince's effect, for Rutland's blue got out of passion. So, so, my precious. Oh, I can see the cost, chair. Don't tell me. Why, the boy in Sheep's Lane knows that. If I sell whose, dears? Was I sold here, tears? You mean those conversation lozenges? How awful, the bold shame of me. I wouldn't, chickens, not for all the Julius in the twinkly way. I could snap when I see them winking at me in bed. I didn't do it, so. My intended, I was going to, or thinking of. Shh, don't start like that, you wretch. I thought you knew all and more, you actor, to explain to ones the significance of their existence with your new nuvel and lead. It's only another queer fish or another in Brinbrew's damned old treacherous river again. Godwise, it God bless us and spare us. And give us rest from the bustle. Excuse me for swearing, love. I swear to the Saracens and those thrones of urn I didn't to by this Alpine armlet. Did you really never in all our cantilung lives be close with girls before? No, not even to the charmer maid. How marvellous. Of course, I believe you, my own dear Doveton, least when you tell me, as I'd love to, oh, I'd love to, Liz, I must swiss, never that ever I can remember, dear streaming faces, you may go through me, never in all my whole white life with my matchless and pair, or ever for bitter be the fruct of this hour, with my whiteness I thee woo, and bind my silk breasts I thee bound, always, amory, amor, and more, till always thou lovest, shh, so long as the locksmith laughs. If you met on the binge a poor Aeschylide from ailing, when the tune of his tremble shook shimmy on chin, while his country raged in the week of his wailing, like a ruggulant, puggulant, lino-lin, if he maundered in misliness, plaining his plight, or played fox and lice, pricking and dropping his teeth, or wringing his handcuffs for peace, the blind writer praying jiff and dumb nostrums for too many things to eat, if he wept while he leapt and guffled with the quimper, made cold-blooded blue Monday and no bones without flesh, taking kiss, kick or kick with the suck-sire simper, a diffle to larn and a diffle to leech, if the fain shinner pegged you to shave his immarshal, we skill-master chole with his oo-ho-doo-hoo-doo-hoo, broken winds that to wiles were mates in he was partial, we don't think, Jones, we'd care to this evening, would you? No. Blanky. So, you think I've impulsivism? Did they tell you I'm one of the 46? And I suppose you heard I had a wag in my ears, and I suppose they told you, too, that my role of life is not natural. But before proceeding to conclusively confuse this begging question, it would be far fitter for you, if you dare, to hesitate, to consult with, and consequently attempt at my disposal of the same dime cash problem elsewhere, naturalistically, of course, from the blink point of so eminent a specialist, from which you will hear notice shot upon my for the first remarking you that the sophology of Bitson, while driven as under by a purely dime-dime urge, is not without his cash characteristics, borrowed for its nonce ends from the fiery good mother Miss Fortune, who, the last time we had the pleasure, we have had our little recherche brush with that watch-shot, and as I further could have told you, as brisk as your DBC behavioristically palliette, with a coat of homoid icing, which is in reality only a done by chance ridiculization of the hoo-hoo and where's hair's theorics of Weinstein, to put it all the more plausibly, their speech form is a mere surrogate, whilst the quality and tality, I shall explain what you ought to mean by this, which is proper when and where and why and how in the subsequent sentence, and alternative mentally, harrogate and arrogate as the gates may be. Talus is a word often abused by many passims. I'm working out a quantum theory about it, for it's really most tantamizing state of affairs. A passim may frequently say to you, have you been seeing much of Talus and Talus those times? Optimally meaning, will you put up a tree of Irish? Or a lady to may perhaps have casualised as you tempted her Alastair Dean of your plates? Is Talus the sword swallower, who is at the criterium, the same Talus von Talus the pen crusher? No, funk you. Who runs it, you know? Or is this perhaps cleaner example, at a recent post-vortex piece investigation of a determinized case of chronic spinosis, an extension lecture on the egg, who, out of the matter form, is trying his circes, Dr. Hetz, who believed, borrowed the question, why's which such man's Talus qualis? To whom, as a fatter of Mact, Dr. Gajanka of Stuttgart, who was wiping his whistle, tersely retorted, wilt thou beast one zoom of a whirl? Talus and Talus originally mean the same thing. Hit its qualis. Professor, Lowy Bruler, though as I shall promptly prove his whole account of Sennacherib, as distinct from the Shalmaneser sanitational reforms and of Mr. Seckles and Dr. Hart's problem in the same connections, differ tutto cello from the fruit of my own investigations, though the reason I wanted Jericho must remember for certain reasons a political secret, especially as I shall be shortly wanted in Coventry. I congratulate myself for the same and other reasons as being again hopelessly vitiated by what I have now resolved to call the diamond cash diamond fallacy. In his talked of confession, which recently met with such a leonine uproar in his escape after his confinement, why am I not born like a gentleman, and why am I now so speakable about my own eatables? Feigenbaum, Blatten, Father, Judapest, 5688 a.m., wholeheartedly takes off his gabardine and wig, honestly drowsy fellow, in his public interest to make up, to see how we do, as he says, by Allah's will, the inception and the descent, and the endswell of man is temporarily wrapped in obscenity. Looking through at these accidents with the pharoscope of television, this nightlife instrument needs still some subtractional betterment in the readjustment of the more refrangible angles to the squeals of his hypothesis on the outer tin sides. I can easily believe heartily in my own spacious immensity, as my own house and microbemost cosm, when I am reassured by ratio that the cube of my volumes is to the surface of their subjects as the ferocity of these globes. I'm very pressing for a parliamentary motion this term, which under my guidance would establish the deleteriousness of decorousness in the morbidization of the modern man about woman type, is to the ferocity of Ferinelli's vacuum. I need not anthropologize for any obintentional. I must here correct all that school of neo-Italian or paleo-Parisian school of thinkers and spranglers who say I'm wrong. Persica, out of revulsion from Romanitis, I want to be downtrodden on my foes. Professor Levi Brulo, F.D. of Sex Weimann Eitelnacki, finds, from experiments made by him with his Nuremberg eggs in the one hand and the watch's cauldron up in the oven, those ostensibly a case of Kett's rebellions cooling the Pope's back, because the number of square fates in weekly circulation will not be appreciably augmented by the another slogging of my coupler clods. What the romantic and rag pines after, like all tom-tompions, haunting crevices for a deadbeat escapement, and what it importunes our mitlide for in a Cornish with the mortadella tradition is the poorest common guardian waste of time. His ever-present toes are always in retaliation, out through his overpassed boots. Hear him squawk, teak it to the loose waller, how he blowed the bat, tyro with Teray, when Mullicky won the couple of coals, when we were stripping a number three, I would like the neat drop that would malt in my mouth, but I fail to see when. I'm purposely refraining from expounding the obvious fallacy as the specific gravitates of the two deglutibles implied, nor to the lapsus lequu associated with the royal gorge through students of Minx hydrostatics and pneumodipsics will soon after some difficulties grapple away with my mind. Myrdon Allure, as old Marcellus Cambrianus put his butt on Professor Huellas, Ap Brillers, F.D., Ph.D., doctor showing the plea, if he please, is all posh and rubbish on a melodonotic scale, since this man's when is no other man's quander. Mine, thank you. While for aught I care for the country, the all is wherein love, as war, and the plain where me art sore, you'd easy rouse a thunder from, and when I cling true, 'tis there I climb tree, and where innocent looks best, there's holly in his lives. As my explanations here are probably above your understandings, little Bretons, though as augmentatively uncomparisoned as Cadwan Cadwallon and Cadwallner, I shall revert to a more expletive method, which I frequently use when I have to sermon with middle-class pupils. Imagine for my purpose that you're a squad of urchins, sniffy-nosed, gosling-necked, clotty-headed, tangled in your lacings, tingled in your pants, et cetera, et chichero. And you, Bruno Nolan, take your tongue out of your inkpot. As none of you knows Javanese, I'll give all my easy free translation of the old fabulous parable. Alleboy Minor, take your head out of your satchel. Audi, Joe Peters. Eggs Audi, facts. The mooks and the gripes. Genties and lady men, full stoppers and semi-colonials, hybrids and lubbards. Eins within a space and a weary wide space it wast, ere vonit a mooks. The onesomeness was all too lonely, our chunset like broady oval, and a mooks he would a-walking go. My hood, cries Antony Romeo. So one grand summer evening, after a great morning and his good supper of gammon and spittish, having flabelled his eyes, pilioled his nostrils, vacticinated his ears and palliumed his throats, he put on his impermeable, seized his impugnable, harped on his crown, and stepped out of his immobile de rure albo, so cooled, becalled it was chock full of master plasters, and had gorgeously let out gardens strown with cascadas, pentacostecas, hortoducts and currycombs, and set off from Ludstown Espasso to see how badness was badness in the weirdest of all pensible ways. As he set off with his father's sword, his lancia spizzata, he was girded on, and with that between his legs and his tarkeels, our once and only brag spear, he clanked to my clinking, from feet toes to the three top, every inch of an immortal. He had not walked over a pentate pair of parsecs from his asylum, when at the turning of the shine-shone lantern, near St. Barry's without his walls he came, succumbing to the one-one-oneth of the prophecies, amnis limina permanent, upon the most unconsciously boggy-looking stream he ever locked his eyes with. Out of the collions it took a rise by daubing itself ninon. It looked little, and it smelt of brown, and it thought in narrows, and it talked so shallow. And as it rin, it dribbled like any lively pearly teasy. My, 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 me and me, little down dream, don't I love thee? And I declare, what was there on the yonder bank of the stream that would be a river, parched on a limb of the olam, bolt downright, but the gripes? And no doubt he was fit to be dried, for why had he not been having the juice of his times? His pips had been neatly all drowned on him, his pulps were charging odours every older minute, he was quickly forgetting the dresser's disdain on the flyleaf of his fronds, and he was quietly forgiving the bailiff's disdain on the bulk side of his cul de pomp. In all his specious heavings, as he lived by Optimus Maximus, the mooks had never seen his Dubville brother on low so nigh to a pickle. Adrian, that was the mooks's now's assumptio noma, stuck still fizz-a-fizz to the gripes in an accessit of Arinacian, but all muska must to mod end much as all roots. Austerways or wasterways in roaming run through room. Hic saw a stone, singularly illed, and on hockstone setter sat hooksate, which had filled quite preposterously, and by acclamation to its fullest justiorum, and whereupon with his unfallible encyclican, upon his alloyable dupetric of the west, and the atomist sprinkle pederect he always walked with, dois dated, cheek by jowl with his fisherman's blag, bella triumphanes, his every way adedo wallets collectium, for yea longer he lived, yea broader he bethought of it, the fet of the sum and the haul it cost, he looked the first and last Mitchell-like lateness of Quartus the fifth, and Quintus the sixth, and Sixtus the seventh, giving all night sitting to Leo the faulty fount. Good appetite, Sir Musk. How do you do it? Cheeped the cripes in a weary, wiggy, Maudlenian voice. And the jackasses all within ball laughed and brayed for his intentions, for they knew their sly toad Lowry now. I am rara momimium blessed to see you, my dear Mooster. Will you not perhaps tell me everything, if you're pleased, sanity, all about Aun and Lithiel and Alsal Alinal, about Aun and Lysias? Nay, think of it, O missen disamremst retemptor, a cripes. Rats, bullowed the moose most telesphophorously, the consionator and the sissimuses and the zosimuses in their robin houses quail to hear his tardy noise at all, for you cannot wake a silken noose out of a horse oar. Blast yourself and your anatomy, inferiobus. No, hang you for an animal rurale. I'm superbly in my supremest pontiff. Abase, you baldy queens. Gather behind me, satraps, rots. I am till infinity obliged with you, bowed the gripes, his whine having gone to his palpry head. I am always having a wish on all my extremities. By the watch, what is the time, pace? Figure it, the pining peaver, to a muxa. Ask my index, mend my Achilles, swell my obolum, wash up my nasi serene, answered the mooks, rapidly by turning Clement, Urban, Eugenius, and Celestine in the foremost of good groggery humours. What a whore! That is quite about what I came on my mission and with my intentions, laudabiliter, to settle with you, Barbarus. Let Thor be Orlog, let Pauline be Irene, let you be beaten, and let me be Los Angeles. Now measure your length, now estimate my capacity. Well, Sour, is this space of our couple of hours two-dimensional for you, temporizer? Will you give up, you up? Como? Fuerit. Sancta Patientia, you could have heard the voice that answered him, Culla Vaselina. I was just thinking upon that, sweet Muxie, but for all the rhyme of my raisins, if I can now make my submission, I cannot give you up, the gripe whimpered from nethermost of his one hope. I shall as a bound to be will choose thou to sight. My tumble loudy bullocker is my own, my velocity is to fit in one stock-end, and my special in excelsis the bellowing things above, but I will never be able to tell your honoriousness, here he near lost his limb, though my corked father was but a pseudo-waiter, whose old cloak you wear. Incredible! Well, hear the inevitable. Your temple sus in cribo, sempi exercumumuni cam biam biam summers, turgios in new rope, or turcurious in ashes, noversome my creature, blivened blavies, my building living space in Leonine City is always to let to Leon like men. The Muskin and most consistrous allocution, pontifically with immediate jurisdiction, constantinently concluded. What a crammer for the shaper at gripes. And I regret to proclaim that it is out of my temporal to help you from being killed by inches. What a thrust. And we first met each other, knew where so airily. Poor little sov-sieved sub-squash gripes. I begin to feel contemption for him. My side, thank Decretals, is as safe as Mother Our's houses, he continued, and I can... seen from my holy dome what is to be holy sane, union jock and be joined to yock, Paris to say, crooky crooks belong to him who praises himself, and there I must leave you subject for the pressing. I can prove that against you, wait a momentum, mine good enemy, or gospel's not our star. I bet you this dozen odd, this fumulmus dozen odd, quas primus, but 'tis bitter to compot my knowledge fructus of tomes. Elevating to give pain to his blick, his jewelled ped erect to the amelist ceiling, he lucky struck Bleud out of a few shoulder be Santillions, a cloister of starabouts over Maples, Lucioli's in Teresa Street, and a stop sign before Sophie Barrett's. He gathered together the odds duchine of his vellums, Gresk, Letton, and Rosicruxian, onto the laps of his prolegs, into umfult one scuppered, and set about his weeder proof. He proved it well, who on earth dry and dry sick times, and remiament to Chesses, to the extinction of Nicholas altogether, Nicholas Alopius, having been the once gripes pop will nimbum, by Euclidius and Inexagoras, and Mumpson and Thumpson, by Erasmus, and by Amenius, by Anacletus the Jew, and by Malachi the Augurer, and by the Cappin's collection, and after that, with Cheek's gelatine and Alde Brandy's formalin, he reproved it earl together, where not in that order sundering in some different order, Altar 330 and 100 times by the binomial diorama and the penic walls and the Ind, the Inkelspill legends and the Ruhr, and the rule of the hoop, and the blessings of expedience, and the Jus, the Eugichens of Pontius Pilax, and the mummy scripts and sick books, Junkrum, and the chapters for the cunning of the chapters of the cunning fox by tail. While that Muxius, with pre-procession, with pro-procession, duplicity and duplicity, was promulgating ipso facts and sad contras, this rascally Grippus he'd all but succeeded in monophysicking his ill subordinates. But Azophilus, he had caught his base Semionius, Sarchinaticus to combuncunate upon the solipses of his aspilards and the atroporosos of his hagionumax, to synerethize with the beach chest deviousness of his sweet avulia ducos, so farfully the logothids of his secularies were fond at variance with the synodals of his sampolium, and his babskist nepo greasy most got the hoof from his philoquus. For 1,000 years, O gripes con my sheepskins, ye will be belying to the world in Skade Musk the Pious. Offer 1,000 years, answered Gripes the Gregory, be the goat of Machamed's, yours may be still, O Muxa, more bot-eared. Us shall be chosen as the first of the last by the electors of Vale Hollow, observes the most knobly, for par the unicum of Elechiax, Osam in our stablery, and that is what Ruby and Roby fall for, Blissom. The pills, the nasal wash, Yardley's, the army man cut, as British as Bondstrick and as straight cut as when that broken arch traveller from New Zealand. We, confuse the gripes limply, shall not even be the last of the first. We hope, when ours are visitated by the veiled horror, and he added, me are relying entirely. See the foretread of Elizabeth on the weightiness of Mare's breath. Perfoot, unsightabird embusher, relentless foe to social and business success. Hurry Haline, it might have been a happy evening, but... And they vituperated each other, Canis at Colliber, with the wildest ever wielded since Tariestinus lashed Pisapaltium. Unucorn, ungulant, Overloid, Uskybeak, and bullfully answered volleyball. Nuvoletta, in her light dress, spun of sist and shimmers, was looking down on them, leaning over the banisters, and listening all she childishly could. How she was brightened when Shrups in his glaubering hawkskeed, his wellin stuck, and how she was overclosed when Kneesnobs on a swivel was make-acting such a pulse of himself. She was alone. All her newbied companions were sleeping with the squirrels. Their miver, Mrs. Moonin, was off in the first quarter, scrubbing the back steps of number 28. Favour, that scanned, he was up in Norwood's soca parlour, eating Oakins of Vokin's blemish. Nuvoletta listened as she reflected herself, though the heavenly one with his constellatria and his emanation stood between, and she tried all she tried to make the mooks look up at her. But he was for to addy up, tortuously far-seeing, and to make the gripes hear how coy she could be, though he was much too schismatically auricular about his ends to heed her, but it was all Miles' vapour moist. Not even her faint reflection, Nuvolucia, could they toke their noses off, for their minds would intrepid of fat, and Bungle's curiosity were conclave with Heliogobulus and Commodus and Enobarbarus, and whatever the coordinal dickens they did, as their damp rouch of papiers and buckstub said, as if that was their spiration, as if theirs could durparate her queendom, as if she would be third perty to search on search proceedings. She tried all the winsome, wonsome ways her four winds had taught her. She tossed her from Astellanaceous hair like the Princesse de la Petite Bretagne, and she rounded her mignon arms like Mrs. Cornwallis West, and she smiled over herself like the beauty of the image of the pose of the daughter of the Queen of the Emperor of Ireland, and she sighed after herself as were she born to bride with Tristus Tristi or Tristissimus. But sweet Madonine, she might fair as well have carried her daisies worth to Florida, for the Mooks, a dogmat aconite, was not a moost, and the Gripes, a double bows Catholic, was pinefully oblivious. I see, she sighed, there are menner. The siss of the wisp of the sight of the soft sing, at the stir of the vergris or a rundo of a long one in midius reeds, and shades began to glitter along the banks, greepsing, greepsing, dusk upon dusk, and it was as gloaming could be in the waste of all peaceable worlds. Metamnesia was all so gnome, colour form brune, kithery or spion and yule laned, innumerous and unnumerous. The musk had a sound eyes right, but he could not all hear. The Gripes had light ears, left, yet he could but ill see. He ceased, and he ceased, tongue and trit, and it was never so ever so dusk of both of them. But still mood thought on the deeps of the uns, he would profound would come the morosk, and still grief field of the Scribes, he would escipe if by grice he'd lucken ups. Oh, how it was dusk, from Valley Maria to Grazial Plania, Dorimnost echo, adieu, adieu. It was so dusk that the tears of night began to fall, first by ones and twos, then by threes and fours, at last by fives and sixes of sevens, for the tired ones were wrecking, as we weep now with them, oh, 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 par la pluie. Then there came down to the thither bank a woman of no appearance. I believe she was a black with chills at her feet, and she gathered up his hoariness, the Mooks, mortimorphally, where he was spread, and carried him away to her invisible dwelling. That's Heights, Aquila Rapax, for he was the holy sacred solemn, and Poshup spit of her Boshup's apron. So you see, the Mooks had reason as I knew, and you knew, and he knew all along. And there came down to the hither bank a woman, to all important, though they say that she was comely, spite the cold in her heed, and, for he was as like it as blows to a hawker's hank, she plucked down the Gripes, torn panicky autotone, in anew from his limb, and carried away its biotubes with her, to her an unseen shielding it, they roared chaily. And so the poor Gripes got wrong, for that is always how a Gripes is, always was, and always will be, and was never so thoughtful of either of them, and there was left now an only elm tree and but a stone, palled with petrius, sir, but soul, oh yes, and Nuvoletta, alas. Then Nuvoletta reflected for the last time in her little long life, and she made up all her myriads of drifting minds in one. She cancelled all her engosements. She climbed over the banisters. She gave a childy, cloudy cry, Nue, Nue. A light dress fluttered, she was gone, and into the river that had been a stream, for a thousand of tears had gone e'en her and come on her, and she was stout and struck on dancing, and her muddied name was Missy Liffey, there fell a tear, a single tear, the loveliest of all tears. I mean for those cry-love Babel fans who are keen on the pretty, pretty, common-faced sort of thing you met by Hope Harrods, for it was a leap tear. But the river tripped on her by and by, lapping as though her heart was brook. Why, way, oh, way. I so silly to be flowing, but I know canna stay. No applause, please, best. The Rome Scott Nattle Shaker will go round your circulation in due durses. Alleboy Major, I'll take your reactions in another place after themes. Nolan Brown, you may now leave the classroom. Joe Peters, Fox. As I have now successfully explained to you, my own natural-born rations, which are even an excise of my vaulty brain, ensure me that I am a mouth's more deserving case by genius. I feel in sympathos for my ever-devoted friend and half a loaf unwashed Ganakas Ganokovich, darling gem, darling small fox, horse shoe. I could love that man like my own Ambo for being so bailey clever, though he's an awful curry lass, and I'm a slav to methodiousness. I want him to go and live like a tea-build in charge of the night brigade on Tristan da Cunha, Isle of Man overboard, where he'll take number 106, and be near inaccessible. The meeting of mahoganies be the waves remenches, me that this exposed sight, though it pines for an umbrella of its own, and needs a shelter belt of the true service sort, to keep its bowls clean, the weeping beeches, Pichia and Tilia, are in a wild state about it, ought to be classified as cricket bat Willem, and his two nurserymen advisers suggested, under Janus inexhaustible, when we refloat upon all the butternuts, sweet gum and manna ash, red etc., which is so prevalent there as if there was hawthorn and carragasha, which ought to look as plain as a lodgepole to anybody, until we're introduced to that pine terracotta of Verney Rubius, where the Dior Darty is pinctured for us in a pure strand, which we do not doubt has a habitat of doing, but without those self-sown seedlings, which are a species of proof that the largest individual can occur at or in an alvestion, such as East Connor Hillock, where it mixes with fult Acacians and common sallies and is tender, vux populus, as we say in Hickory Hockery, and I wish we'd some more glasses of Abor Vitae. Why wrote by the roadside or on over alum pot? Aldum and White Beaver is Daco. He ought to go away for a change of ideas, and he'd have a world of things to look back on. Do, sweet Daniel, if I weren't a Jones in myself, I'd elect myself to be his dolphin in the wilds below, because he's such a barefooted rubber, with my super socks pulled over his face, which I published in my best back garden for the latification of sideromites and to the irony of the stars. You will say it is most un-English, and I shall hope to hear that you will not be wrong about it, but I further feeling a bit husky in my truths. Will you please come over and let us more murgously to each other's down below our vices? I am under heed by old Billifast, Willish is full of Kirks, the cool skittle is Philip de Billnight, Mr. Wist is thereover beyond the want not, Wilch and Wister is thick of thins, others as Faust on the Deblinite, Sconusciuto est preta la tapizzo malgranda, legas al si and si a chambro, Kekelfo functus, Kekelfo shrumpus shrultro, Hudrian keel vi fartus, mia nigra signora, and from the point of fun where I am crying to arrive you at, thereon alfo as fable-minded as you can feel they are fable-bodied. My heeders will recoil with a great leisure how, at the outbreak before trespassing on the space question, where even Michelangelines have fooled to dread, I prove to myself as to your satisfaction how his abject all through the quick quid of Professor Cendolone's too frequently hypothecated Bettlermensch is nothing so much more than a mere cash dime, however genteel he may want ours, if we please, I am speaking to us in the second person, for to this graded intellectual's dime is cash, and the cash system, you must not be allowed to forget that this is all contained, I mean the system, in the dogmarks of Oregon and Spurio's, means that I cannot now have or not have a piece of cheeps in your pocket at the same time and with the same manners as you can now not have or half the cheek a piece I've in mind, unless Burrus and Cassius have not or not have simultaneously sis-entangled themselves, sell dear to soul there, once in the dairy days of by and by. Burrus, let us like to imagine, is a genuine prime, the real choice, full of natural grease, the mildest of milkstuffs, yet unbeaten as a riside, and of course obsoletely unadulterous, whereat Cassius is obversely the revise of him, and in fact not an ideal choose by any means, though the better man of the two is meltingly addicted to the more casual side of the arrivalist case, and let me say it at once, as zealous over him as is passably he. The same home and history seeks, and hidepins, which we used to be reading for our pre-purgatory, hot shot, till Duddy shut the shopper up, and Mutty, poor Mutty, brought us our poor suppy, ahu, ehu, in Achetis Anolasius and Salius Volatilis and Petrus Paprikus. Our old party quite united round the slat bowl at Commons, Farrar Salmus himself and that sprog of a Pedersil and his sprig of thyme and dozens of the Murphy buds and a score and more of the hot young Capels and Lutucia in her green sleeves and you two and me three, twinsome bibs but handsome eights like Shakespeare and eggs. But there's many a split pretext bowl and jowl and snob screwing that cork shot. To understand this as well as you can, feeling how backward you are in your own down-to-the-ground benches, I have completed the following arrangement for the coarse use of stools, and if I don't make away with you, I'm beyond Caesar aut nullus. The older Caesars, tyrants, regicide is too good for you, become unbearable from age. The compositor of the farce of destiny, however, makes a turnpull drum mistake by letting off this pianoforte effect as his first act, as that is where the joke comes in. Having been sort of nine-knived and truly removed, this soldier, author, Batman, for all his commentaryism, is just another of those soft-sized bubbles who never quite got the Sandhurst out of his eyes, so that the champagne he draws for us is as flop as a plank rig. The twin prototypes are built to make their reappearance as the new neck and knife knickknacks on the deserted Chambre de Boutaille. A most cursory reading into the Persic Aurelian's hostries shows us how Phanomagula picked up the proper numen out of a collection of prefixes, though to the permienting connoisseur, the cucasin offspring of this son of a cuck is as satin as there's a tub in Tobolsk. Ostiac de la Vogel Marina. But that I deny the fact of wanton to West Point, I could paint you that to that butter, cheese it, if you had some wash, more of de Verlive. Oh, me non-nonsense. Why, the case is in excess of an impossible cursome hands. Their interlocutive is corn provocative, just as every hazy hates to having a hazeman in her nose. Cassius may bethink himself of thought of a cavil, but Burrus has the reachly rounded head that goes best with tough-thinking defensive fideism. He has the lack of wisdom under every dent in his laughter, while the other follows omnivesi milky indid mimi, laughing over the linnets and weeping off the union. He hasn't the hay-hog, he listened the lug, poo-hoo, and each night some missus manned he winks, he had the samagan. It was aptly and corrigately stated, and it is royally needless for one ex unge leonum to say by whom, that his seeing craft was that clarity as were the whole borough of Putresburg. To be ever launched over him pitch-batch, he could still make out with his augstrich the green mote in Ireland's eye. Let me sell you the full troth of Burrus when he wore a younker. Here it is, and charming too, in 6x7s, a cleanly line by the gods, a king off duty and a jaw forever. And what a cheery, ripe outlook, good help me, deus versus deus. If I were to speak my whole mouthful to Arinam about it, you should call the Ormond's ailment in your midst of fame. Yee-gee-up, heet-gee-up, sing the summum in the sam, butirum et mel comedit, utschgiat reprobrare malum et eligere bonum. This, of course, also explains why we were taught to play in the childhood, their hensley ist ein Butterbrot, mein Butterbrot, und Kirby ist den Schindchenkot. Ja, ja, ja. That, in fact, just to show you, is Cassius, the brother scutch of Per Tyrone, a hole of true, the heistings aforefelt, and he go prigging worms. Cheesuck. You complain, and hi, must say you're not ho, 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 holy in the wrong.